Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple. We recommend Apple Podcasts on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, make sure you check out Off the Floor. You can find the link right here in the description on the YouTube channel or the podcast feed. $2.99 per month. Get away from Twitter, the same tweets from the same five people. We've got more than 500 people saying the same things all the time. Also, you get updates from us. We've got a draft channel on there, esports, music culture, and more. $2.99 per month. Once you're there, it's like Hotel California. You will never leave. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, includes Autograph. This is a new app. You can download all of your Heat content or your content from the Orlando Magic. We'll get into that in a second. Right there on the Autograph app, use the code 5. It's free. They also drop exclusive promos on there. We just gave away a $500 Bam Adebayo signed jersey piece for $13. There'll be more this week. I also do exclusive videos there. So use the code 5, download the Autograph app. Also check out Prize Picks, also the code 5. Use that to get your initial deposit matched up to $100. It is legal again in the state of Florida. Play their new game there. You can play up to four players together, their power plays. They've got everything that they used to have on there pretty much. Use the code 5, get your initial deposit matched up to $100 at PrizePicks. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the role playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and Five Reasons Sports. We got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. And who are all of these guys? We brought in folks from the center of the state. One of them you'll be familiar with, Jonathan Ramlakhan. He's been a host of our Heat pregame show. You can call him a trader if you want. It's up to you, but he's up in the Orlando area. You can follow him at Jonathan MMA. And we've got his friends here. We got Luca. We got Juan. We got Josh. And all of us here, and again, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can follow him. Luca, you got to drop the Twitter handle on there.
I put it in there.
All right, we'll plug it in there as we go forward here. All right, so we are outnumbered here today, but today's floor plan is we're going to address something we haven't had to address for the Miami Heat in a long time. I mean, maybe since Penny and Shaq. Have the Heat been passed in their own state? Because right now, they're not the defending division champions. Not that that matters. The Heat don't hang division banners anymore. But it does matter in Orlando because there has not been a ton of success there over recent years. You kind of had, again, Penny and Shaq era. You had the McGrady era. You had whatever that was with Vucevic and Fournier, although it was definitely awful for the Heat because those two guys would go off on them all the time. And now, though, you have a really young, interesting team, whereas Heat fans are freaking out about whether Jimmy Butler is going to be given an extension, whether he's going to be here, whether or not they're going to trade Tyler Hero. The questions in Orlando all seem to be kind of upside questions. So we're going to try to answer a question here today. Are the Orlando Magic better positioned over the next 3 years than the Miami Heat? And I'll just start here. I'll go to you first on it, Jonathan, because, again, you cover the Heat as well. Typically, an organization with the stability of the Heat, with Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Eric Spoelstra, you say, okay, they're just better positioned because they have those people in place. Like, they'll figure it out. But I'm looking at this cap sheet for the Magic, And this thing's clean. I mean, basically next year, and again, this includes player options and early terminations and all the rest of this stuff. They don't have anybody making, according to Spotrac, nobody making more than $17.4 million. They've got Paolo coming off an all-star appearance, making $12.1 million, of course, because that's a rookie contract. Jalen Suggs at $9 million. Wendell Carter Jr., there's been discussion about trading him possibly, but $11.9 million. Franz Wagner at $7 million. This is what happens when you actually draft well, which some of these teams in this position have not done, is you get these guys on cheaper contracts. Do you think that the Magic are better positioned than the Heat over the next 3 years?
Well, before I address that, I do want to first off address some of the disrespect that you're saying that you're being outnumbered. Because do you have to keep in mind, I am a Heat fan as well. I do live in Orlando, but I am a Heat fan, right? Don't get me wrong when it comes to that.
You're hosting the Magic Mania podcast, though, so I have to classify you that way, at least for the purpose of this. But yeah, no, look, you're on the top line with us, so if you want to take the Heat perspective, that's fine. You can do that. This is like it's like a CNN panel. Go ahead. Yeah,
because I do still believe that, you know, if this Heat team, when it comes to, you know, with, let's say, this last year's playoffs, with a healthy Jimmy Butler, would have made it further than this Orlando Magic team. But that's not the question. The question is over the next 3 years. But I still do think that the Miami Heat are really well positioned over the next couple of years, because although Jimmy Butler and the contract situation with that is potentially going to be up in the air, and there's a little bit of uncertainty with that, you have Bam Adebayo locked in. And regardless of the contract, if he's worth all of the money, Tyler Hero is still under contract and is a major trade piece for any options there too. We still have all of our draft picks, Hakez, Jovic, Highsmith, a lot of young players as well. Of course, not in the first round pick caliber of Paolo Banchero, but I do still think we have a lot of great pieces. And I think over at least the next 3 years, with the trust that we have typically for the front office, right? We've struck out a couple times, but I still do believe that this Heat team is better positioned to kind of continue the success over the next couple of years.
Well, you used the we pronoun, so I guess we knew where you were going to stand here. Let me go to Juan next, and then I'll bring in Alex. Juan is going to start doing some dolphin cards. He's wearing a dolphin hat here, so he's kind of conflicted on all this stuff. How would you answer the question?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, when you compare these two teams, are pretty similar based on their records last year. Really just one game separating these two teams. But when you talk about the next 3 years, I'm looking at the payroll as well. And the Miami Heat are definitely tied up in some pretty hefty contracts. And, you know, the way that sports are now, it's really about what have you done for me now and what the Orlando Magic have recently done. I mean, going to a Game 7 in their first appearance in the playoffs in a few years, I think with teams seeing that and wanting to maybe come to Orlando now, I think what the NBA saw from Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, and from Coach Mo, I think that'll be really, you know, optimistic for a lot of people that are trying to find a new home in the NBA. So when you look at that, and then the cap space Orlando has as well, you know, they'll be able to go and target some of these big free agents for the first time in a few seasons now. So I think when you factor in all those things, I think Orlando has a pretty good chance to be the best team in Florida the next 3 years.
I think what people forget is that the Magic were a free agent destination at one point. I've made this point on Five on the Floor before. I mean, I'm old, so I got to go way back. But the year 2000, the Miami Heat targeted two guys that ended up going to Orlando. Pat Riley flew up to Orlando to try to convince Tracy McGrady and Grant Hill to come to Miami. Miami had a ton of cap space in the year 2000, similar to what they had in 2010. They had prepped for that summer, the year 2000. They didn't get either of them. Actually, Tim Duncan almost ended up in Orlando that summer, too. That was talked about. Jason Kidd possibility. There was a lot of stuff going on in the year 2000. But he went up to try to get him. He didn't get him and then swung the deal for Eddie Jones at that time to put around Alonzo Mourning. And, of course, Zoe got sick, and it never really panned out the way that they hoped for. But Orlando was a free agent destination for a couple of reasons. One, again, still the no state tax. No beaches, but a lot of NBA players like to golf. They like that area for that reason, particularly out in the suburbs. And so Orlando has been attractive before. Alex, I'll just ask you this question. Right now, forget the next 3 years question. Would you switch rosters and payrolls with the Orlando Magic right now? Oh, if I was to tell you, Eric Spoelstra, I was giving you a tough question. If I was to say Eric Spoelstra could have the Orlando Magic roster as is going into this offseason, would you make that change?
That's a crazy bomb.
Yeah, no, he loves doing that. And so you're just talking about this next season?
I'm saying you right now. I'm gonna put MIA over over ORL on Spotrac and do the reverse. And I'm gonna make Eric Spoelstra the coach of that team, and the team that that current roster in Orlando is gonna be playing at whatever the heck they call that thing in Miami now.
I think he says no. If you're just talking about going forward, though, like if you were to say like you would have them for the next however many years, then you got to say yes, just because, I mean, the age gap is so huge. But I think he would say no. You know, Juan mentioned that there's similarities between the Heat and the Magic, you know, not only just record-wise, but, you know, the way they play, right? I think both teams are, you know, kind of defense first in theory, and the Magic were the better defense this year, almost unquestionably, and just are pretty strong across the board position-wise, I think. And then you look at Paolo's game. You know, it's not a one-to-one apples-to-apples comparison, but there is a lot of Jimmy in his game as far as, like, you know, he wants to run into you. He wants to initiate contact. He plays down on the block, you know, more often than – I mean, he shoots more than Jimmy does. You know, he doesn't mind shooting. But the mold is kind of similar there, where it's like the bruiser as your 1A and then a kind of a strong team defense, like – There's some parallels there. And by the way, Ethan, you mentioned earlier in the show, like, since Shaq and Penny, you completely skipped over the Dwight Howard years. Like,
bro, that's what I was going to say.
I did that for you, D. But, yeah, look, it's, you know, obviously the 2009 finals. And if Stan had played Rafer over Jameer Nelson, they probably would have been champions that year. We all know what kind of played out there. But, yes, my apologies to SVG and to Dwight. And to that era, which obviously, look, that was significant. They had, you know, they really should have won that finals, to be honest. If you go back and play it back. So yes, I apologize for missing the Dwight Howard years and skipping right to Vucevic. But I guess the larger point, I'll go. Okay, so Luka, you weigh in on this. Would you switch rosters right now if you could say you're in Orlando and you can have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo for next season, and you figure out what you're going to do with the rest? Tyler, Caleb, maybe re-signing, maybe not, etc.
As someone who has lived with an avid Heat fan for a much majority of my life, I would say 100% yes, I would switch the rosters because I love this team. They're a really nitty-gritty team, but I think that we've seen the best from this team that we've had in the last couple of years. I really do feel like that they made it to the finals already, and that with Mickey ring, that was already a little bit questionable, you know, in my opinion. I think they're very lucky to be there. But, you know, that's not to take away anything from their style of player, who they are as players, because they are our great players and they are a very talented roster. But I think this year we really have seen a couple things. Tyler Hero has gotten injured in back-to-back playoff runs, which is a very, 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 very big thing. You can't be good on the floor if you're not playing on the floor. We're already paying him a lot of money, too. Jimmy, I think the ceiling for the Magic is just a lot higher going forward as well. Obviously, you look at Paolo Banchero, and you look at Franz Wagner. You look at Mo Wagner, who's honestly pretty good, too. And you could just look at the amount of cap space they have and what they can do with that money. I feel like it's not really fair to say that their future isn't brighter. You know, I mean, I think that the Heat definitely could have went farther in this playoff run, but I just believe that the Magic have a lot more things heading in their way, and that's just the flow of basketball, man. It's not to knock the Heat or anything. It's just the Heat have had their time. They've been on the top of basketball for a long, long time. They've been to I think four out of the last five finals, I believe, or something like that. Something crazy.
Well, no, two of the last five finals, but two of the last five, but then three conference finals. So, Josh, I'll ask this question. We're talking about cap space, right?
Yep.
If I was to say to you, okay, the Magic, because we've had a lot of conversations about what the Heat need to add. We've talked about size. We've talked about scoring, athleticism. If I was to ask you, what's the perfect type of player to add to the current Magic team with the money that they're going to have to deploy, what would you say it is?
I would say they need an offensive threat. You know, we saw what they did on defense, you know, throughout the season. But when it came to the playoffs, these guys looked very shaky on offense. So I think they definitely need an offensive threat to complement the Paolo, the Wagner brothers, and just the young talent that they have. I mean, they've got some flexibility with I think they've got four free agents right now. You know, I'm going with offense. They need some help in that. And that'll take them a little bit further than what they did this year.
So is that in the backcourt? I mean, it seemed like Suggs came on particularly defensively this year. Do they have enough offense in the backcourt, or do they need – I mean, we talk about the Heat needing the three-level scorer. That's what Tyler has, you know, kind of been supposed to fill that role. But do they – I mean, do they need a backcourt scorer? Is that what you would target?
I personally love Suggs. I mean, he's – I've said this over and over. He's the heart and the soul of the team. But you're right. He does bring that defense. But you know, to win games, you do need some offensive effort. I'd say if they can, I'd say go with more depth. That second string with Cole Anthony, add some more guys around him, and you have a complete team.
All right, what we're going to do when we come back, and I'll let everybody get in again, is there a trade to be made between these teams? I'm curious if there's anything that might make sense because, yeah, the Heat do have a score. And, Luke, I got to check you on one thing just because I don't want to throw too much hero slander out there because that tends to happen a lot in our market. He was healthy for the playoffs this year. That wasn't the problem. He was not healthy last year and also – I need to be fair though. He was the only healthy guy this year. Him and Bam, really. So
he missed half the regular season, and he missed more games.
He did, Alex. Understood, but he was healthy for the playoffs. I just want to be clear on that. Yeah. It's just that he played exceptionally well in one game and not so much in the other four. But, yeah, that's kind of where it was at. All right, we do want to mention another great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you're looking to make a deal, this is who you reach out to because in insurance, she's the person to go to. And you can find her on all of our streams. She's a huge Miami Heat fan. She knows more than I do, actually. Reach out to Lynette, Aggressive Insurance Agency, insurancebylynette.com, car insurance, life insurance, renter's insurance, handles all of it. Just got another deal from us, so we always appreciate sending business over to her because we know that she's going to do a great job with it. 954-581-8800. That's insurancebylynette.com, Aggressive Insurance Agency. Again, 954-581-8800. But be prepared to talk about the Heat, and then she'll get the deal done for you. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
All right, so let's get to it. I'll go to Jonathan on this. Do you think that the Orlando Magic could use a player like Tyler Hero?
I think when healthy, yes. I think Tyler Hero and Jalen Suggs would fit really well together because Jalen Suggs is a really good 3 and D player. He can play really well off the ball. He's an excellent secondary playmaker, right? I don't think he's a great primary, but as a secondary playmaker, we've seen him have 5-plus assist games during the playoffs. So he's able to have that flow. And obviously with Tyler Hero, he's also a guy that has, you know, been known to have to take some time to grow into that primary ball handler role, but the Heat have been using them as that a lot. And he's, you know, whether it's out of necessity or after the Kyle trade, he was the guy that was our primary ball handler. So I think a 3-level threat that can score at all 3 levels in the backcourt next to Jalen Suggs fits around Paolo Banchero. We talk about his catch and shoot sometimes and his off the ball, one of the best off the ball 3-point shooters. I think really, if Tyler Hero is healthy, he's one of the best fits for the Orlando Magic team because he also fits their timeline with their age.
And that is one of the teams that I've heard linked to him over the past couple of years. You know, others we mentioned, Brooklyn, Utah, San Antonio, but Orlando always pops back into the mix. Juan, I'll go to you on this then. When you look at the Magic's players that they have under contract now for next year, and again, there's a lot of talk about the possibility of Isaac moving on. It does seem, again, Cole Anthony comes up from time to time as a player that they could potentially move, even though he has provided some scoring punch off the bench. How do you see this Magic roster changing this offseason? Oh, you're on mute, I think.
Yeah, sorry about that. You mentioned it kind of right there, Cole Anthony. He actually got that extension last season to where, you know, fans would kind of be like, okay, well, Cole will be here for the future. But I don't think that's too safe there. Then you talk about Wendell Carter Jr. We already paid the bulk of his contract. So now, when you look at the rest of his deal, it's a descending deal. So teams, I would assume, would definitely like that when you talk about trade talks. So you talk about those players possibly bundling them up. And I only mentioned those two because Cole Anthony and Wendell, towards the second half of the season, were just a little bit not playing up to par compared to the other guys that were really carrying the load. And Wendell Carter kind of touched on it as well. He was kind of dealing with, the mental side of basketball, wondering if he still got it, things like that. But then he kind of bounced back. And then Cole Anthony, the consistency just isn't there at times when you really need it, especially off the bench. That's what he got paid for, was to be that spark plug, and he just didn't see it all season long. And he'll, you know, you can check his press conferences. He'll even admit it himself. So I think when you talk about those kind of players and possibly packaging them up or just looking out and getting some free agents that really fit well with this team, they're definitely missing some more three-point shooting. Playmaking is huge. You know, Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner were bringing up the ball for a majority of the playoffs and a lot throughout the season. So I think a playmaker, a three-point shooter, and a rim protector are something that will really improve this roster.
Alex, would Cole Anthony interest you on the Heat as a backup point guard to Terry Rozier?
No, I mean, nothing against him. I just think, like, they've got enough with the small cards. Like, that's not the move I'm looking to do. And even if you trade Tyler, like, you have another spot for a guard. It's not any, shade towards Cole Anthony. It's just I don't think that's the guy that I would be targeting. He's cool. He's got a decent game, but it's just like, as you guys were talking about it and, you're giving out Juan the information on, their contracts and stuff. Like, I think, and I agree that Tyler would be a really nice fit in Orlando. Like, it feels like it seems kind of hand in glove when you think about it, because he would be their third option offensively, probably sometimes even fourth, with the way that Mo Wagner can kind of take over stretches of a game. Like, When that guy gets going, I feel like the ball stays going to him. But in general, like, I think it wouldn't be too much pressure on Tyler. They need someone with that skill set. I mean, they just need shooting. And like you mentioned, like, some playmaking too. He's got, he's not an A-plus at anything, but, his shooting is damn good, right? And I think he can, the other parts of his game would be helpful. He wouldn't have to be, like, the first or second option. A really good team defense around him. Like Jonathan mentioned, the backcourt partner. Like, I think all of that makes a lot of sense. And I also think, like, if you guys disagree with me, let me know. But I feel like Duncan would be really, really helpful for the Magic as well. And it's just funny, like, looking at that, like, kind of Heat fans wanting to move on from some of these guys. And, like, the Magic would kill for that type of skill set right now, because it's just so obvious that, like, they need the floor spacing and guys who are real shooting threats. And so there could be something worked out there, like in theory, but I don't know what the Heat would want in return from the Magic. Not, you know, they've got good players, but I'm not sure what they would trade Tyler to the Magic for. Now, if you're talking about like Duncan straight up for like a Wendell Carter, I'm not sure they would do that either, but I think that's like an interesting kind of move because I think a lot of people feel like the Heat need that extra size. I don't think that Wendell would start next to Bam, but I think, you know,
he could be the third big, though. He could be the third big with Bam and Jokic. I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think that fits pretty nicely. Like you mentioned, the descending contract is would be really helpful for the Heat's cap situation. But I do think Duncan and his shooting is really valuable to the Heat's already anemic offense. So I'm not sure they would figure something out like that. And then the other thing you got to factor in with the Magic is that, you know, you mentioned at the top their cap being like so open, and it's, you know, that's going to come to an end at some point when all these guys get to the end of their rookie deals and they're asking for the, you know, the extension or trying to get to that second deal. You know, whenever it takes place, I think, you know, that's the type of thing where you got to move probably one or two of those guys ahead of time because you're probably not going to be able to afford every single one. And maybe I'm wrong there because it's not like I've extensively like studied the Magic's cap. That's just like typically how it goes with these young teams that are full of rookie scale deals. It's like, well, you're going to be like, Paolo's going to be getting paid. Wagner's going to be getting paid. You know, I'm sure they're going to pay. I mean, both Wagner's and just in general, like a lot of these guys are going to get second deals. So it probably makes sense for them to, you know, be an aggressive trade team this summer as well.
All right. So let's
more parallels with the Heat.
The more careless. I mean, you have to make decisions with your young players before they all get too expensive. All right. So we'll go around here, but I'm going to start with Josh and Luca on this one because the most important question, if you're going to win big, is whether or not you have the guy, right? Like, I mean, we're seeing that right now with Luca. You can't talk me into Tatum as the guy, but that's okay. Well, the other Luca. But you have to have, I mean, you know, as someone very high up in the Heat front office has always said to me, you either have one of those guys, you got to go get one of those guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that the Heat have one of those guys when he's healthy and engaged in Jimmy Butler. We'll see for how much longer he can play at that level. So I'll ask this question, and Luke and Josh, you can start on this. Is Paolo going to be one of those guys? Is this a top 10, can rise to top 5 player potential that can carry a team to the NBA Finals? Is in the next, again, I'm not expecting it next year, but let's say a 3-year window from now. Do you guys believe that? Josh, Luca, either of you could start.
100%, yes. He's like the only rookie to average like 25-5 shooting at the clip that he's shooting. He averaged 21-6-4 this season. That's over his entire regular season. Career, he won Rookie of the Year. Like I don't. He brought them to 7. Like I think 100% Paolo Banchero is that guy. And I honestly am so surprised that like he already had a lot of hype in college, but I'm so surprised that he kind of like didn't get talked about as much. If this guy was playing on any other team that was not in the city of Orlando, people would be calling him the Messiah. It's that he is that good. So seriously, he does it on every single level of the floor. He's great inside. His passing ability has only gotten better since last year. His shooting percentage has only gotten better since last year. He made an all-star team this year. I mean, seriously, I don't know what else. The only thing he hasn't done is won a playoff series, you know, and he's really
he gets
making
to the
that
line so much.
Exactly. No, yeah. Sir, thank you. Yeah, he's really elevating. Like he knows, and then that's a thing that's the mental side. He even understands the mental side of the game because he knows that when his team is struggling, he has to pace the game. And he has to make those chances at the free throw line. And on top of that, he knows whenever to give. Like Alex said earlier, he knows when to give it to Mo when he's hot or Franz when he's hot. You know, he has that higher level thinking that players talk about. You know, that not a lot of players develop at such an early age. So I think 100% he is the. I think he's one of the guys. Like he will be like by next year. He'll be arguably like top 50. I think he might honestly be in the top like 20-15 range in the NBA. I don't think it's crazy to say that. I think that by the end of next year, he could really make a strong case for a top 10 because the way he's progressing and the way he's done with the ball, you know, like what he's shown, I think he really is like on that type of track. I think it's crazy to deny him that, you know.
And to add on
Josh,
to that,
you agree?
I 100% agree with Luca. I think just the jump he's made, you know, season to season, we see it. We see it on
the
court.
In the two seasons. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. All-star. I mean, and then, you know, this was his moment in the playoffs. I mean, yes, they didn't advance, but we saw glimpses of what this guy can really become. And I think next season he really takes off. To your question, next 3 years, NBA Finals, you know, it comes down to a team, you know, what's the makeup of this team, the chemistry, all that. But I believe Paolo can lead this team to Eastern Conference Finals.
And I just real quick, I just want to say this is first playoff season ever. 27 points per game on 8.6 rebounds, 4 assists on 40% from the three and a 45% from the field. Like, that's only in 7 games. That's one playoff season. Like, that's a second-year player. That's insane. That's crazy.
I really like the light 40% from three. Because I was going to say, like, I feel like he needs to clean up the shot a little bit more. But then 40%. I was looking at percentages. He went from 30 as a rookie to 34.
Yeah.
And now 40 in the first round. Like, it's really impressive, man.
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to say anything nice about a Mike Miller client, but I guess I'll say the same thing. Mike hasn't come on the show yet, so until he does, I'm going to trash him. Here's my final thought, and I'll let Jonathan and Juan take us home here. The Magic are on the upward trajectory, no question about that. They seem to have gotten management right. You know, you can have a lot of high draft picks, but you can also be Detroit. It seems like in the case of Orlando, they've drafted better than those teams did, even though they didn't, except with the exception of Paolo, they, you know, some of the picks have not been quite as high as some of the others. And it seems a little bit like the Houston build in some ways, although it seems like Houston, I think, fast forwarded it too much with some of their contracts last year, and the Van Vliet contract never made sense to me at the time. And I think sometimes you can panic. My overall thought is this. I'm going to say Heat, because it's always the Heat, because their management is proven. And also because the hardest thing to do in this league is to be a young team that then takes the next step with the right pieces. It's one thing to get from that level rebuilding to kind of good, and it's another thing to get over the top here. But I'll let Jonathan and Juan close on this. Next season, okay? Next season. Assuming that the Magic don't make a major addition, the Heat don't make a major addition, who wins this division next year? Jonathan.
I'm going to go with the Magic. I think they're more committed to the regular season. I think we're going to see a lot of growth towards from all their players. Jalen Suggs is going to have a lot of growth. To Luka's point, I mean, Paolo had a 39-point game and a 38-point game during the playoffs, right? The dude is a bucket. We're going to see him be able to put those moves on more. We're going to see a lot more growth from Franz. You know, even guys like Anthony Black, right? Guys that even haven't started really developing yet, are still going to continue to grow and evolve. So I do think when it comes to the regular season of next season, I would say the Magic get it done, because more than likely Jimmy's going to take a 20 game break. Tyler Hero's probably going to miss a good amount of games. You know, it's just classic Miami Heat stuff that this team will, you know, have maybe 5 or 6 games that we play with the full roster. So I do think the Magic will, you know, get to that, you know, be higher. And I do think potentially, I do think they could be a 51 team next year. I do think that might be a little bold, but I do think they could move into that upper echelon with the guys that they have taking those next steps.
Yeah, well, the Eastern Conference, there don't seem to be a lot of ascending teams right now. So that's part of it. See, the drift continues, the talent drift continues to go west. We'll see if that happens. Juan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to completely agree there. I think the Magic, you know, when you talk about the superstar and Paolo Banchero that they have on that rookie deal, I think that is – it kind of works like when an NFL team has a rookie QB. You want to try to use all your assets as quick as you can while you're on that rookie deal before it's time to really pay him. And I think that's the case.
As you wear a Dolphin hat, and we may be seeing a $55 million a year contract signed in the next week. They should have won last year. Is the real point? They should have faded December. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I mean, that's an excellent point. But yeah, I think the Magic know where they need to improve. They're not that far from being a top three team in the East, and I think they understand that once they get a playmaker to really let Franz and Paolo play off the ball more, I mean, this team would just be even that much better if they can try to get, you know, 5 to 10 more wins than they did this year. I think with the moves and the assets they have, I think they can put together a team that will be at least 5 games better than they were this year.
All right. Well, you can follow all of these guys. Again, we've expanded a little bit at 5 Reasons Sports. They just got started, but you can tell they know the team well. We'll even I don't know if Jonathan does we on that podcast as well, but you'll get into that. So check out the Magic Mania podcast. For now, it's on the YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe there. But we may be releasing it on a podcast feed as we go forward. And, of course, we appreciate everybody who listens to Five on the Floor. Thanks to our sponsors, Autograph and Prize Picks. Use the code 5, insurancebylinette.com. Thanks again to Jonathan, Juan, Luca, Josh. Of course, Alex will be back with me because he has no choice. Have a good one, everybody.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.